This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know what? It's kind of been a little bit of the story for most of the year. I do feel like it has trended up here recently. That bullpen that they got, and I think you guys see it, that's a heck of a bullpen. It's a really good baseball team. You know, and as you kind of look at that team and, you know, you look up at the scoreboard and you look at some of the offensive numbers, you know, and it's like, man, you know, they're whatever they were coming in the series, 29 and 23. I think as you see them over 3 days, I think you kind of get it. I think the strength of that team is probably that bullpen. And I think that's probably what beat us tonight.
7:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Doing a good job with the music, with matching with the segments.
He's been on fire lately. Tony Mancelino says that the thing that beat them probably was the Cardinals' bullpen. I would want to say that the thing that beat us was our bullpen, not the Cardinals' bullpen. Orioles have lost more 3-run leads than anybody in baseball. And that's what they did again last night.
Mm-hmm.
They did it again. So I don't think their bullpen beat us. I give them credit, you know, that whole tip of the hat thing. That's fine. But our bullpen once again beat us. It beat us on Tuesday night. You know, I don't understand how ineffective we are in holding leads. And last night was one of those cases as well. The bullpen went, what was it, 3 2/3 innings the night before, which was Tuesday night. And on Monday night, the bullpen came in also, and it pitched, 3 innings. So the bullpen pitched 6 2/3 innings in the previous 2 games before last night. So I'm thinking that's the reason they hung with a young pitcher who looks like he was struggling in the 5th inning last night.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would have gone, when they got the back-to-back doubles, I think I would have gone to the bullpen then.
Absolutely. To me, that was the sign, like, okay, he's done.
Because those are
those hard hit.
Yes.
It's like, yeah.
Yes, I would have gone to the bullpen then, but I'm thinking maybe because you'd use, but Bowman hadn't pitched the night before. He still went 2 innings. My biggest question is, and I know the bullpen, but last night the bullpen didn't really hurt you as much. Bowman did give up a run, but that was a run in 2 innings. I would have gone to the bullpen a little bit earlier last night. I don't understand. I think I don't know. A couple of decisions I don't like, but You know, I'm not paid to make those decisions. It's not my job.
To me, it was just Mancino seemed very uncomfortable with the media.
Oh, I don't blame him. I mean, he's not, you know, he's a rookie at that. He is. He's a rookie at
that. Yeah. I'm a little surprised. He just seems really, really uncomfortable when questioned.
Well, let me paint the picture here. The manager before you, who was your friend, got fired.
Yeah.
And your team's not good. So you all automatically know going in the questions that you're going to be asked. Mm-hmm. Now, even on a 3-game winning streak, you know, still the questions are leading to how long is this going to last? So I really don't blame Mancino for that. I think in most cases, most people would be. I think you and I kind of wired differently where, you know, I think I get blamed, Joe, for loving the camera, but I don't think Ed is any enemy of the camera either. I think he
no.
loves the camera equally.
Very comfortable.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So some people are like that, and I think Tony Mancino is probably a guy who's probably not very comfortable with the camera and the microphone. He just wants to manage baseball. He just wants to coach. I'm the ball coach. He strikes me, just knowing him over the years, as that kind of guy. He could do without all the talking.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think Hyde liked it very much either, but he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hyde was a little more comfortable with it.
More comfortable. It just didn't appear like he wanted, you know.
Yeah, he had Hyde. Mm-hmm. Hyde has a little bit more presence. You know what I mean? Comfortable or not comfortable. I can understand how he wanted an interview. He has a little bit more presence to him, whether you like him or not. Mancino just doesn't appear to be, like you said, very comfortable with it. They could go on a five or six game winning streak. I think his level of comfort won't change. I think he's an outstanding baseball guy. I do. Just look at the infield. That's Tony Mancino's infield. You know, he's the one that does drills. Well, I think he still does. Maybe not as the manager now, but before, he's the one that does all those things. You look at, you know, some of the growth of Jackson Holliday. I'm not giving him all the credit, but I'm giving him a lot of it. I'm giving him a lot of that credit for Jackson Holliday in the infield. He's that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just been some decisions made that, you know, made me kind of scratch my head a little bit on what's happened over the past 2 weeks or so. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Birds are off tonight, getting ready for a 3-game series with the Chicago White Sox. I'm not looking forward to this series.
Because you don't look forward to any series they're playing now?
No. I look forward to a lot of series. I'm not looking forward to this one.
How come?
The White Sox have 18 wins. Orioles have 19 wins. Can you imagine if they win this series over the Orioles? What will be written then?
Oh, yeah.
What will be written then?
Yeah.
The Orioles, if they lose 2 out of 3 to the White Sox, they will officially have the worst record in the American League.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to this. You lose 2 out of 3 to the Cardinals. You know, the Cardinals are a 30-win team. You know, they're a 30-win team. You lose 2 out of 3 to the White Sox at home. Folks will start playing taps.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be bad because that's exactly what's going to be written. I mean, that's exactly what's going to be written about.
That's why I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I like playing all the Giants, all the monsters, because if you lose to them, you know, they're monsters. People ask me, well, Rob, you think you'll shave your beard after the White Sox series? And I reminded them, you do realize we only have one more win than the White Sox.
Yeah.
We're 19-36. They're 18-38. We have one more win. Their win percentage is 321. Ours is 345. You want my expectations to be, man.
Well, that's the problem. I think when you see this, I know when I did, I write down every game in my date book, where they're going to be, who they're playing, just so I have it, you know, when I'm looking at the calendar for the week. When I saw the White Sox on the schedule, I'm like, meh, that'll be a good week for us. Now it's like, we're as bad as them now. And like you say, if they don't win this series, that's going to be the narrative. But, you know.
But worse than that, tell me you expect them to win this series.
I can't.
Okay. Do you realize the Orioles' win percentage is 7 points higher than Ryan O'Hearn's batting average?
Yeah, I do know that, actually. I don't know the number.
Seven points higher than Ryan O'Hearn's batting average.
I know they're in the 300s. Yeah.
That's.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's go to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Happy Friday, babe.
Happy Friday, babe.
Yeah, babe. How do the Orioles fix their problems with runners in scoring position? We need runs, and you guys have a wonderful day.
You too. Oh, man. How can they fix... I think, you know, we made fun of Aaron Rodgers a little while ago, a couple of segments ago, but can I channel my inner Aaron Rodgers?
Mm-hmm.
Relax. Remember he did the whole to Green Bay, and they had a bad start, and he was on radio. He told the fan base, relax.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to fix their runners in scoring position problems. Relax.
Yeah.
Who was I talking to yesterday? Who were we talking to on air? Oh. Ben Wagner was on air.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned Ben Wagner, I think they work too hard. And Ben wouldn't even let me finish my sentence before he jumped in and agreed with me. I think those guys need to relax. How about put the bats down for a couple of days? Show up to pregame, get ready for the game. They put in a ton of work. And I think when you put in that kind of work, you're pressing. I would like to see them just relax. And it's tough to just relax when you got a bunch of young guys who are used to always succeeding. Then that's why, again, I say you need a veteran presence, a veteran bat in that clubhouse to basically say, look, man, been there, done that. This is how you do it. And I'm talking about a veteran guy that they look up to statistically, successfully. Yeah.
Had success in the majors.
You need one of those guys who's won to just say, look, man, just relax. If you bat 300, you got out 7 out of 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
Chill.
Yep.
It happens in the game. I don't think those guys know how to relax it.
Well, it's tough. You know, it's one of the things that always, you know, pisses me off in life when you're having a tough time and people are like, you just got to relax. Just put it out of your head. You can't think about it. Okay. I don't know why I didn't think of that. Let me just not think about all the things that are going on. Like, yeah. Okay. Just much easier said than done.
I agree with you. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Delaware and get Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey. I think one of the reasons the Orioles aren't hitting, they didn't spend that much time in the minors. Maybe they're just now having their sophomore slump.
Like who? Give me an example.
Adley.
Okay, Adley didn't spend enough time, you think?
Play college baseball, too.
College baseball is not triple or double A.
You're right about that. It's not Triple A, Double A, but Adley Rutschman spent, in the minors, he had 780 plate appearances in minor league baseball. And I'll give you an example. Bobby Witt, I think, hit like 2,200 plate appearances in the minors. So you could argue that maybe that comparison, you're right. I'm sorry. Minor, he has 700. Yeah. And he has 744 plate appearances
in minor league baseball. Because, it may not be Double A or Triple A. The difference is, and the point I'm making is, he played at a much higher level than kids coming out of high school going to the majors. Yeah. When you're playing college baseball, that's why professional, like GMs, they prefer college players very often, because they're more major league ready when they come out of the minors. Because they've already, they didn't come up at 16, 17. They're here at 22 years old, and then they're playing a little minor league baseball. They've already played for, pick a team, you know, go to college baseball, Florida, or one of the southern teams. That's why they get more experience and a little more, you know, more polished.
I was hoping he'd say Gunnar Henderson didn't spend enough time in the minors, you know, because Gunnar Henderson, I just think it's all individual. I do. Gunnar Henderson in minor league games had 1,100 plate appearances, more than Bobby Witt, actually. But I. Yeah, college is big.
It is big.
Especially Division I on that circuit. It's big.
It's big.
It's huge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.